should be live. Give you a second to get in here and post the stream or whatever.
Oh, I'm in the middle of playing Marvel Puzzle Quest because I didn't get my dailies because I overslept and had to rush.
So. Listen to that. This guy's doing Puzzle Quest.
It's a fun game. I've been playing it for fucking Christ since I was with the X.
What the fuck is Wolverine doing over here to my Batman?
He fell down.
He fell down when I was pulling out the microphones. He fell down along with Sabretooth falling over and stuff.
Yeah, so now Wolverine's threatening Batman, like, get out of my face, motherfucker.
He so fucking is.
Wow.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
So you'll notice there's only three voices. Three whole voices. Let me check and see that we are. Yeah, we should be live.
Yeah, we're
yeah,
live.
I got
okay.
the buzz.
I'm just checking.
Live, so yeah, yeah, we're good.
I just haven't
updated to Facebook's.
Okay, there we go.
So there's only three voices. Yes.
Forced.
Yeah, we're starting that problem again. Where we're going to run into overages and whatnot, so members are going to be in and out spontaneously depending on what's going on. A lot of forces, a lot of catch-up in terms of... Because a lot of us, like some of us work office stuff and then some of us work warehouse stuff, and the warehouse stuff is picking up. So we're going to lose members on and off. Today is just Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. And today, because of our situation, we are jumping off of the series review for a minute to talk about...
Others.
This guy, this Suine Common Machineman or Nebula Mask Machine Man. So we're going to go have fun with that guy from 1984. Pretty sure it was 1984.
It's some old shit.
It's some old
shit. Old shit.
I was born when this guy was tearing it up.
I'm all right.
When he was letting it rip.
No shit.
No, we're not Beyblading. You know they're going to start that shit.
So let's get our first look at this guy here.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me turn down the volume before I go to jump in the live stream to share it to Facebook.
M.
Okay. Oh.
He's dropping the M along with his thumb.
He kind of has a look almost like Zero from Mega Man X.
He does. He does. There's a Zero thing going on here that I can see. You're right. I can see it with the helmet here.
Oh, that's what the other thing was. I was like, why do I have so many notifications from Facebook? It's like, oh, that would fucking be why.
Is that dude down there his villain? Because, wow.
I'm guessing the one on the left could be, if not also the center bottom, if not his teacher.
Dude, that center guy is awful. That center guy, he came...
What,
he came
Mr. Bat helmet thing over there isn't horrible already?
This guy came to do evil in his pajamas.
I go to the store in my pajamas, so I mean...
Fucking Walmart shopper.
Well, that and...
Thank you for shopping at Walmart.
That and the fact of that shit's already fucking dirty, and what the fuck do I care? Like, I don't think I've washed any of my actual work clothes since they shut down work and said, keep your ass at fucking home so we don't all die. I was like, okay, can do.
Dang, you stanky motherfucker.
Oh, well.
Move. Oh, there we go.
You need to zoom in on that.
I mean, to be fair, if you were there last night after dinner, yeah.
I think he's got wings on his cape.
Either wings or it's supposed to be like a weird scarf thing, but it's hard to tell from that photo. And he has a saber, so once again, I'm going back to fucking Zero from X.
It's very possible because a lot of these people, you figure this is 84.
Right.
Anybody could have saw this on TV and been inspired one way or another throughout the years of their life. Took this initial concept and then modified it, and that's probably... This guy could have been a template for what inspires Zero, because he really does look like it.
He's right. Got wings on his helmet.
It's kind of like the, what was it, the guy with the turban and the guns?
Yeah, that's we the Great like, Saiyan Man.
Yeah, that's you Great Saiyan Man. There's yep. no other way around it. That is Great Saiyan Man.
So, next on this guy here.
Yeah. Nope, not out far enough.
I can't go next. So I gotta get rid of that. We gotta go. What the fuck was that about? Whatever. I don't care.
It's a stupid program. That's why I hate this program, but unfortunately the old picture viewer from like Windows XP on up is not compatible with Windows 10. They basically got rid of that shit. So. Like how they're supposed to be getting rid of fucking Internet Explorer and forcing you to use Microsoft Edge for everything now.
I say fuck that. I'm sticking with Firefox with that case.
Same.
So instead
I have to use Chrome. It's not my choice at all.
I use Chrome when I'm updating the RSS feed because it's the only thing that still lets me backdoor into the Facebook Messenger to steal all the descriptions from Scott and shit.
Not me. But I have to use Chrome because I do a lot of YouTube shit, and Chrome, like a lot of the YouTube studio works through Chrome.
Right.
And not only that, but at work, it's the only thing they'll let me use.
Nice.
So this guy is not cool and walking away from Explosion. He's horrible and walking away from a sunset.
You think this dude is bad? Really?
I don't know.
Eh, we've seen worse.
Is he giving the loser sign? Is he about to put that up on his forehead?
Maybe.
No, that's just the Japanese point. In Japan, pointing his thumb out. Because think of how many times Vegeta's done that shit. You, Kakarot, are a worthless piece of shit! I will kill you! Type of shit.
Is it?
I believe so. Nine times out of ten, most of the anime that I watch, they usually do that shit, but then again, a lot of it is anime, so it's supposed to be superhero shit.
There's a title card.
Yeah.
And one
what
of his vehicles.
What the fuck is this?
I don't think I want to know.
What do you have on your hand?
I know what it is. It's a next!
Oh my god, that's him? That's the hero? Fucking Clark Kent?
I was actually about to make that joke.
It's not
a dragster for a car. That's kind of cool.
All right, yes, his car is cool. He's, I guess, unassuming, which is kind of neat.
Right.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
Yeah, we don't get that very much anymore.
Oh, this. Fuck this. Oh, my God. Was that? No, it wasn't the fucking last, was it?
No.
Oh, my God, you're killing me here. Fucking program. I'm gonna go in and get
but
a
Kevin's
different.
Kevin's at work.
Yeah, no shit. I'm going to get a different one of these. All right. It's a baseball man. It's a little baseball mascot man.
Hmm. Fair enough.
Is he? Okay, so he's holding the saber. And just by this anime-esque picture, I'm guessing the saber's supposed to light up, and that's a cape. It's not actually like you were seeing. It's not wings. Right, it is a cape.
Yeah, it's like a garbage bag cape.
And the sword probably lights up when he does his kill stroke or some shit like that.
Right.
Oh, my God. That anime picture made the eyes look cool.
Right.
Yeah. That is fucking awful.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I still say we've seen worse.
I can see you.
It's still bad, but yes, we've definitely seen worse.
With that smirk on top of it, this is a special kind of awful. Holy shit.
Fuck.
Try to roll out a bit.
I have rolled out a bit. As out as I can get. This is pissing me off.
What the fuck?
Dude, fuck this program.
He's got a gun now, so he's saying fuck this shit too.
Dude, he should. This program is fucking dreadful. I hate this new picture program. I gotta download the old one. I've got to.
Once you find out how...
Like I said, good luck.
Once you find out how to, let me know.
There's a way to do it.
Yeah,
I promise
there is a way to do it. I've looked it up. It's something where if your system got the force upgrade into Windows 10, you could still download it and get it up and running. If Windows 10 came pre-installed, you're butt-fucked. Deal with all the other shit. You might have to just find another program.
Hi, Wasp.
So, yeah, it depends. There's a big-ass Wasp
you
on
said
your
window. You said that like it was in the room.
Yeah, that's why I got a little... I was like, oh, no. Ah, crap.
What kind of fucking peace shooter is that, anyway?
You're a 400-pound man run through a door.
Oh, he's got a ship.
Okay, so maybe that car does a transform thing, or maybe he just has multiple things. Because it looks like he has a fucking plane jet thing that he can do, and then he has the car. Okay, there's...
A bad guy.
Well, it's a battle shot. It's...
Right.
Eh.
Okay. I mean, I God damn it. This is so ass. Fighting with this shit.
So get ready, people. You might only get one episode because Bill's going to break his computer. Well,
oh,
maybe
shit.
Not break the computer, but he's going to do like his dad did and delete Windows while he's still in Windows.
These fucking bad guys. I mean, okay, we've seen worse bad guys, we've seen worse heroes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just old, and it really shows its age. Like, fucking hard.
Right.
Oh, of course.
Well, at least this is the last one, so we don't have to worry about it too much.
No shit.
Or at least the last one in this folder. I don't know if this is a folder in a folder.
No.
Okay, good.
No, this is it. This is just this guy.
Is that an anchor sword that he has?
Yes, that is an anchor sword.
An anchor short sword.
Yeah, he's also right. It's an anchor short sword.
Right.
Being carried by one of those hobbitses.
It's kind of cool, but kind of dumb at the same time. I don't know what to make of it.
Well, so let's, we gotta rate this guy.
Right.
What are you thinking here?
I think I got my score for this. Which Mega Man were you referencing for him?
Mega Man X, X2, X3, X4, X5, X6, X7, X8.
Okay, so this...
And then the Zero Collection.
So this X-Zero Saiyan Man, I'm giving a 3-2.
Okay.
Because he's got your basic disguise for a Toku superhero, even though it's a bit odd in places.
Man. Jake over here in the chat dropped a 5.
Well, I see a 1, I see a 3, I see a 5, I see a 2, and I see Shane gives him a 2.
Shane? What
you're supposed
the
to be
fuck?
At work, motherfucker! Forced you're, overtime!
You're forced at work! That's the reason we're even looking at this sad ass!
Although, at least with you being forced at work, they gave me a chance to fucking watch all of season 3 of Agretzko the other night, but still.
Okay, so we have Shane with a 2.
I am at work. Yeah, but you're going to be fired.
Oh, shit.
I am at work.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, okay, look, I can see where they took him from. I can go with a 3, I guess. He's fine. There's things I don't like, but I'm also okay with the fact that it was 84, and he's fine.
All right, so I am going to give this man a 4, and the reason I'm going to give this man a 4 is because his design was good enough to inspire other people to make shit that looked like him. Like Zero from Mega Man X.
Yeah.
Now, while the clear cape looks like shit, which is what loses him points...
Yes, it does. It really does.
If I was grading just this man alone, I'd probably agree with you guys and give him a 3. But because he does have the Clark Kent aspect to him, which you don't see very often unless you're literally talking Superman, where he's just some random dude. You wouldn't even know who the fuck it is.
Right, right.
And then all of a sudden he transforms. I'm going to give him a little bit of a better score on that. So with the basic math on that bitch, because 12 divided by 4 is 3, this man is a solid overall 3.
Okay. Yeah.
And we are 15 minutes deep. What? So, yeah.
So, we're going to move on to another item on our list. Normally, I don't like to do this because it messes up our search results and people forget that we reviewed them. But 15 minutes is not an episode I'm posting. It's not the way our show works. So, we are going to go to 1986 Adventures of the Galaxy Rangers. Bum ba da ba bum, these fucking guys. So we got Discount Char, no, we got Discount Slegger over here.
Yep.
Fucking cowboy hero man in space.
Group's Winston.
Think that's Billy D. Williams over here?
Probably.
Space cowboy ranger man.
Like I said, I'd have to see the show, but more than likely, that's the Winston.
And then, yeah, and then Mary Jane for some fucking reason.
Right. Yeah, he's right.
Okay.
Although, to be fair, with the way that she looks, I would say more than likely that's Natasha Romanoff before she became the widow, but...
So, all right. We're going to assume that these... We'll do it as we go.
Next.
Okay, next. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. God, that guy's
dude.
Hair.
This is a sad fucking version of Slegger from Gundam.
Yeah.
You're right. She might be more Romanoff.
Right.
And this dude is out of shape Winston?
Like, possibly.
Over here now?
He's if he took Winston and fucking Lando Calrissian and they had a fucking kid.
I was going to say that with that mustache, I'm not surprised if he's like somebody who works on both sides, the bad guys and the good guys.
Now,
goatees in space indicate that you're evil. Okay.
The hero white guy over here, he's just your standard fucking Duke from whatever.
He's not
yeah.
the fucking Dolph.
No, I think they're trying to reference this dude over here.
Oh, the guy
no.
on the far. Okay, well,
that's,
fair enough.
That's fucking Discount Slegger.
Yeah, the blonde haired dude. Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Okay. Oh, my Lord.
Wow, so
dude.
They are all cowboys in space.
Oh, my God. These...
Christ.
This is sad shit.
Okay, so then that means then that the dude that's in the center, the big hero leader guy, he's supposed to be like a knockoff, like, John Wayne fucking Clint Eastwood type.
Yes.
We'll saddle up, Pilgrim, because we're heading out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If we're doing space cowboys, I'm loading up Bebop.
Okay, so look at these right here. Let's take it. Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. There's a little bit better animation for all of them. This...
Does he have the fucking Omni tool?
This black guy over here is incredibly inconsistent. Sometimes I feel like he's kind of fat and out of shape. And then other times I feel like he's Billy D. Williams. And then other times I feel like they couldn't decide what he was supposed to be. Like, they keep changing his look.
Right.
She's fairly consistent. When I could see her, she looks exactly like you were talking about. This dude's your cliche fucking white guy hero dude.
Right.
And then down here in the corner is, I swear, he's Discount Slegger.
Right.
Oh, my God. Tron arm. That's so not a Dolph Lundgren guy.
Right.
That's so not. Oh, they have a little Yoda dude.
Oh. God damn it.
That's the best. See? And now look at the black guy over here. Now he looks like the dude, fucking cowboy from fucking Pee Wee Herman all of
yeah.
a sudden. You know
yeah,
what I'm talking about?
Like, yeah, he's looking like Cowboy Curtis, and all
yeah.
of a sudden they gave the chick no tits.
Yes, Cowboy Curtis. Oh, yeah, and she's flat as shit all of a sudden.
Like, she has, like, a half bump. Like, they took her from a goddamn double D down to, like, a B cup.
Dude, they cannot draw this guy consistently. He has been different every time.
Okay, sticks to Chespin, just won 1,000, 10,000 hug chain points.
Why?
The Cowboys of Mumasa has more to do with the Wild West compared to these guys.
Fair enough.
What the,
and now all of a sudden there's a... Everything about this is cancer. Yeah, well, yeah.
Zozo. That's the little thing's name, Zozo.
What? Okay.
I'm sorry, yep. If I'm dealing with Zozo, I better be goddamn playing Final Fantasy VI.
See? And look at him. He changed again.
Yeah. Doc Hartford. Okay, so he's supposed to be a Doc Holliday. Okay.
Okay, is that what we're doing?
Hey, look! The blonde guy is Shane. How do you feel about that,
oh,
Shane?
Oh, fuck!
Tell
Shane.
Me while you're at work.
Yeah.
Working.
Holy shit.
Type a 5-minute message at
Shane
work.
Shane is in this show. Shane is in the cancer.
Shane has double goose, too.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh, shit, he's Goose. He's going to die.
Fucking Goose Gooseman. Come on, writers. Fucking try. What? Take fucking name cards and just throw them randomly on the table, and you could come up with better than Goose Gooseman.
Well, unless it's like how, what is it? We call the disembodied voice by his last name. Maybe that's what it is they took his last name and just shortened it to Goose. So
maybe.
Goose is supposed to be in quotes, like how you're, you know, Reploid Bill in quotes,
right.
William Bush, and I'm Seth Lovell in quotes, Sario.
Someone said they'd rather die than have these people protect them.
Rather die than have these people protect them. Oh my God. Oh shit, that's just volume one of this show. There's more.
You're assuming that they actually got around to releasing a volume two.
Buy them all. Oh, my God. It was a comic book, too?
I'm guessing this is for a book, maybe. I don't know. God, that
what
that
is with the fuck? Duck? What the fuck?
Yeah, either that's supposed to be a comic book or it's supposed to be like a movie poster type of a thing, but then...
It looks like a hard book cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if it's a hard book cover, yeah, 5 Space Adventures, nearly 2 hours of... Was this the... Is this the cover for the
maybe a VHS?
Yeah, the VHS. So this is volume two.
And yeah, maybe this was re-released after Rangers came out, because they straight up stole the fucking Rangers font here.
Right.
Oh, my.
Get your 5 out of 5 out of here. Fucking really, Mr. Creepy Joe, really? The fuck?
Get your 5
You need glasses, my friend. Because I'm looking at an awful lot of garbage.
Okay.
I might as well work for fucking sanitation with all this garbage.
I give out farts that are worthy of 5s over this.
Look, I farted last night after eating fucking popcorn chicken and fucking curly fries that we made ourselves after going to fucking grocery store last night. It literally smelt like a skunk crawled in my ass and died. Like, to bring up an old Bill quote, you need to Febreze the inside of your asshole. It made me gag while I was sitting in my armchair all comfy last night. That was better than this. This is a fucking 1.5, and I'm only being fucking generous. Because at least they stuck to us like a fucking cowboy theme with everything.
This is fucking...
What the fuck?
Awful. Okay. First off, I'm not into the fucking Western thing. I've probably seen 2, maybe 4 at the most that I've actually liked. It's not my thing.
Not including Back to the Future 3?
I'm not about cowboys. I guess I like Back to the Future 3.
Okay.
But it's like a sci-fi that just
right.
happens to have some Western in it. It's whatever. Oh, so bad. I don't like their fucking... Oh, my God. Dude, this is fucking awful. I guess they fit the cowboy aesthetic. I guess. They have guns. I don't fucking know. This is a one. This is fucking awful.
Oh, boy.
Has Shane thrown down a score yet? You're in chat.
I don't think so.
When I found the images of these Galaxy Rangers, I'm like, fuck. This looks like shit. Because, honestly, I've only seen one space western cartoon that I actually enjoyed, and that was, what the fuck was the name of that show? Brave Star. And, you know what? This just looks like shit. I'm going to go 1.1, and it only gets the 0.1 because the space horses.
Well, let's see. Brad just says, I just got here. I see a zero. And Matt dropped a -6.
Maybe Shane got caught.
Yeah, maybe Shane got caught fucking listening to shit at work because he hasn't thrown down a score yet. So I'm going to give him like 2 minutes.
I'm noticing nobody else seems to like these guys either.
Right?
Nobody's defending them in the chat at all. These guys
I
are
saw
awful.
One person who said they had a great theme song and that was fucking it.
Really?
And a theme song does not fucking save you, to be fair. Because I've seen plenty of shows where the opening theme was fucking amazing, and I was like, that's a great opener. I'm going to get that and listen to it all the time.
Captain Bucky O'Hare
yeah.
is one of those that had a decent theme song, and you really shouldn't watch that show.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like, what is it? There's a lot of anime where I'll get into it, and I'll be like, yeah, this is okay. Yeah, that's a pretty bitchin' theme. And then the first, like, 7 fucking episodes are people standing around with their thumbs in their nose before actual action happens in episode 8. And I'm like, no, I can't recommend this to anybody. No. All right. Well, I am done waiting for a Shanimus. So we're going to add this up. 3.6 divided by 3. This show is a 1.2. Fuck it.
Okay. Goodbye to those fucking guys. We knocked 2 of them out. Okay, now we will go on to 1988-89 Samurai Troopers or Ronin Warriors.
The Ronin Warriors. Yes.
Well, sorry, Shane. You fucking missed out hard. I know he likes these.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, it was a good show at the time. I would usually turn it on when there was nothing else the fuck on to watch between shows.
Shane fucking loves these. Yeah, he's not going to be happy to have missed this one. Next. Okay, there's the fire guy.
Yep.
I don't remember names or anything like that. It's been a very long time. But
right
it's
Ryu.
I think he's the only one I do remember the most from the show.
I remember he has the fire armor, which later on turns into the white armor.
The
and it's like he gets that tiger or whatever. I remember
yeah.
like...
Yeah, because he gets the tiger, and the tiger gets armor and shit as well. I do remember there was the fat dude. I think he was green, I believe.
I thought it was orange.
Or was he orange? Yeah, he might be the orange one. But yeah, I do remember the fat dude, because they tried to play him off like he was the fucking cocky Kuwabara type.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, I kind of see where that trope's coming from, but yeah. Like, I remember bits and pieces of it, but I couldn't tell you the synopsis of, like, an entire episode. Other than probably episode 1. There's a bunch of dudes and they get powers. Episode 1 done. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's every episode 1.
I thought he started with power. I don't even remember there being a story to the fact that he walked in and then he went on fire and then he put the helmet on. Then he used a sword and cut a building in half and killed a guy.
I think the first episode started with him getting into his first armor. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next. Yeah. Samurai Troopers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the original Japanese name of it. Here in America, we got it as Ronin Warriors.
See, now that's the first time I've known that, because I only seen it here and never looked it up past what I seen on, like, its initial first Toonami run, and then I don't think I ever seen it again.
Right.
I remember I got all of it for Shane at one point, so he could watch it. And then he watched it and kind of forced Jeremy to watch it.
Which is what Jeremy hates.
And Jeremy fucking hates this show.
Right.
Actually, this I have have on DVD this the complete OVA series.
Okay.
When I was trying to find the actual series. So instead I got like a mini-series.
Right. Well, to be fair, the OVA, if memory serves, usually follows like the manga a little bit better. Like, that's the difference between like the orange box of Dragon Ball Z and fucking Kai.
Hmm.
Like, basically the normal show would have been like, here's an episode that actually happened in the comic books, followed by six episodes where it's just, we're standing around and pretend like there's actual shit to do, but none of this is going to be of any consequence because we're trying to make the show to catch up to the comic book type of shit.
By the way, spot the leader.
Yeah, no shit. If I remember right, this is another one of those shows, too, that slowly kind of... I remember it bled into a point where the only fucking person that mattered was Ryu, wasn't it? Like, I seem to remember
kinda
that...
Kind of yes and kind of no. I remember there was something where once they got, like, the full team assembled, they had, like... something where they could, like, transfer their powers to him, and maybe that's how he got the white armor, but I don't fucking remember.
Yeah.
I do remember part of one is they're in some castle, and they're trying to figure shit out, and he's, like, the only one that can do shit, because typical cliche anime fucking, I gotta climb the ladder, and I'm the big, you know, main important character of the show, so I have to be front and center and spotlighted, but...
Well, that's what I mean. I seem to recall them playing the main character trope, and I remember nobody else even fucking mattered. They'd come in and be like, we're fucking badasses, and they'd get taken out by somebody in like a fucking hit,
right.
And then he would be the one that would always somehow save them or whatever. Like, I tend to remember him being too fucking important.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Can't remember if that was the big bad or if that was like the first enemy that they had to deal with.
Might have been one of the first ones.
Can't remember.
And yes, the entire original team of these guys were dudes. Yes, yeah, there was no girl.
Yeah, they were supposed to be the opposite of Sailor Moon.
And then today, I think Netflix got in a lot of shit because they redid this and they gender swapped one of them. One of them is a girl now, but it's the same character. They just literally took it, and when they rebooted it, they just fucking gender-swapped one of the guys.
I can believe that.
And I can't remember who it was, but I remember there was a lot of shit about it.
Probably Green, since Green looks super effeminate.
Yeah. Yeah, never mind. Yeah, I guess I'm thinking Saint. Yeah, they're not the same show.
Okay.
But it's something that's very close to this aesthetic, and it came under a lot of fire on Netflix. For some reason, my mind was thinking it was the same thing. But now that I'm seeing that name, they're right. It was
Saint Seiya.
Yeah,
or whatever they keep going on about.
I think it's right. Seiya.
No, that's kind of like they're coming under all that flack right now because there's some foreign show that's going to go on Netflix, like either in France
or
some
shit.
Yeah, see,
they're talking about it right now. This dude named Shun, he was turned into a just because.
Yeah. Well, yes and no. With the Netflix Voltron, they turned Pidge into a dude only in name, and that's only so Pidge could actually get into the military, where they were being a bunch of sexist fucks and said no women in the military. When she was trying to figure out where the fuck her brother was. It wasn't until later on when they were like, wait, Pidge, you're a girl? And she's like, yeah.
Talking about the new thing?
Yeah, the new Voltron on Netflix, yeah.
I started it. I got about 10 episodes in, and I was legitimately enjoying it, but there's just so much shit on my fucking shelves
to-do
right
list,
now.
Right.
Yeah.
NBO. NBO.
Yep, there we go. See, I remembered all that. The imagery for this is cool. Those toys aren't bad. They fit the aesthetic very well.
Right. And yeah, I know Pidge was a guy in the OG. I'm just saying at first they left it alone, and then they decided to swap him out later on. That's all I'm saying. So it's kind of one of those yes and no type of situations.
Christmas time?
It's probably a Christmas special that they did.
Okay, so... we've got to rate this team. Mm. Let me see if I can find a... we could see them all here. This is decent enough. Okay, so... here's a question.
It's Christmas morning and there's no Shane.
Do we rate this as a team, or do we rate them individually because they're so different?
I would say we follow normal Sentai format and we rate each one of them and then do a team rating.
Okay.
So... Mr. Red, I'll probably give him like a 4.
I'll agree with that. I mean, he has a very solid design. Even though I don't like the fact that later on they pushed him as the end-all, be-all, only fucking character that matters. Why are the other fucking people even here?
Right.
That has nothing to do with his aesthetic. He was solid.
Now, if we're doing separate ones, is that...
we'll
that
also have to go back and talk about the white form. Okay. Yes.
I'd say the red, I'd be giving... a 4.4.
All right.
Would have to be different. Make me do math.
He's a solid design. I like I said, I can't cry about the way they made him look.
4.133333333 repeating.
Okay. Let's go on to this blue guy.
Which blue?
Left.
Okay. Yeah, clockwise.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of down for it. I'll stick with the 4.
I actually think I will, too. You know, when I'm looking at these guys...
3.
I'm not thinking any of them actually look bad.
Right. 3.66666666667.
Okay, let's move up to the green.
3.
You know what? I'm going to go... 3.4. I think I like his weapon a lot.
I like the weapon, but, I mean, in terms of him, I'd say probably a 3.6 myself, so we tried that. 3.33333, okay, keep going.
Okay, let's go over here to Orange Man.
3.5.
I think he's the one I'm looking at. You can't give, oh, well, I guess, no, Shane, you can't give them all a 6.
Your team score can be a 6.
Yes, you could only give one of them a 6, because we're never going to talk about these guys again, more than likely.
Right.
Well, I can't say that, because they have been redesigned and re-released, I think, but you could only give one of them a 6, Shane.
Unless you're giving that as the team score. In which case, since you said all 6, then yes, we could give you that as the team score.
Shane is all about these motherfuckers. Okay, Orange Guy, I think he's the one I like the least. 3? He's okay. I mean, none of them are bad.
I mean, aesthetically, because I was about to go into character and I had to stop myself and be like, no, bad Seth. But I mean, in terms of the aesthetics, I mean, he's about on par with the rest, but yeah, I mean, there's something about him. I think it's just the offset colors don't really do him any favors in terms of like the brown and the chest piece and then like the fucking blue for the little mohawk thing on his helmet. So, I mean, I'm probably at like a 3.7 myself, so, 3.4 altogether.
Okay.
Now for Bowman.
Yep, Bowman. I'm at a 4 with him. I tend to like the archer people.
When I look at his armor, it kind of gives me a bit of a Nightwing look.
Really?
With the light blue in there, down to the...
yeah, I kind of see what you're talking about. Yeah. But, yeah. Me personally, I feel like while the armor itself looks fine, because he is an archer, he technically doesn't need to be that heavily plated. That would be like putting a bomb disposal suit on your sniper and saying, now get out there and go fucking shoot some people in the head and be sneaky and stealthy so nobody sees you and shoots you back. Like, it's a little bit too much, but I understand what they were going for with it. 3.5. Okay. So 3.6666666667 again.
And then the wildfire armor.
Damn it, where is it? I know we had a picture of it.
You passed it.
No,
oh, wait.
I didn't. There it is. Okay. I'm going to go down, actually. I think his red looked better. Sure, he gets a tiger. Sure, that's fucking cool.
The tiger changes color along with getting armor.
The white armor is flashier, I guess, but... Yeah, I'm down to, like... Matter of fact, I might like this the least of all of them all of a sudden now that I'm really looking at it.
Three.
Shane's in here. Don't you hate? He's like, I do what I want. Then we start talking. He's like, don't you fucking hate on my boys?
I'm an absolute. Okay. You know what? I'm gonna agree with this dude in the chat right here. 2.5. I did it, Shane. I did it.
I'm gonna 3.2. It is a little bit busy, but it is what it is. 2.9 altogether, and then for the group picks, I've already got a 6 from Shane.
This is
the one time we're going to count Shane since he hasn't been giving actual scores to people.
Four is, this is a solid looking group.
4.5. So altogether, there are 4.625, or basically a 4.63. We move on.
Okay, look at that.
Look at that, three things
so
now.
So these two groups is, I guess, one year after another of Sentai-ish from a different era or country, I think.
Okay, so this is 2008, 2009, Tomoko Hero Rescue Force.
Rescue Force.
Oh, fun.
Hmm. Well, luckily their suits are pretty much the same. The only thing they do is they change out the chest piece and the coloring on the helmet. Oh, and I guess the boots. But like I said, nothing too crazy. So then we could just rate as an actual team since it's all the same aesthetic. So that's good.
I already got my rating form.
Really? Wow, that was quick. I'm having trouble with them. They have a Sentai aesthetic while at the same time looking more like Riders.
Right.
Let me see more of these guys. Oh.
Okay, so I was right. So the dude in blue is one because everybody else has their designation actually written out on their chest piece.
Okay.
So he's one. It looks like the black is five. I can't tell on the others because of the way they're turned, but
so they're
the other
all like
tell us better.
They're all like orange with different armor plate colors, except for this one dude who I'm guessing is the leader.
Yeah, that's one. He's the leader.
Okay.
Because the other dude was zero, so he's the magical sixth ranger slash team leader slash fucking renegade go fuck all the things guy who has to show up to help them. There we go, that's better. Okay, so yeah.
Now they're all in orange.
So yeah, so he's one, the silver guy is two.
So he must get a different form at some point or something?
Possibly. Could be a battleizer. Yeah.
Maybe he just gets a full-on upgrade, because everybody's orange.
Right. But yeah, so he's one, the silver guy's two, the red girl is three, the white girl is four, and then the black dude is five. And I just realized the last... two sentences that I made, and yeah, that, you guys know what I meant, don't take that out of context.
Yeah, I'll show you later.
Let's not show those kids anything later, or now.
Crossing decades.
No, he's not, he's setting up for the 3D.
Exactly.
Oh, fuck.
Five! Get the tables!
Okay. Wow. I am unimpressed.
Right.
like, really unimpressed.
And now you know why I said I already got my score.
Well, like, okay, I'm not... everybody knows I'm not big on the whole fucking Cars thing.
Right.
I don't really... Their armor's okay. They're not the worst thing I've ever seen.
Well, I mean, here's the question I have. Go back one photo.
Well, Shane gave him a 2.
Okay. So, do you see those 5 people?
Yeah.
And how they're wearing, like, giant, like, paintball laser tag armors that have, like, cannons on shoulders and that?
Okay.
Yeah, that's a teeny tiny little car. How do all 5 of them fit in there comfortably? Especially once they have the 6th guy.
They all went to clown school.
Fair enough.
1.
I figured. I'm going to agree with Shane. I'm going to give him a 2.
Yeah, I'm with Shane on this one. It's a 2. These guys do not impress me.
Okay, so once we divide by 4, they're a 1.75.
Okay.
Go to the next rescue team that they, or whatever team they...
Oh, yeah, because it's just... Oh, man, yeah. Okay,
Rescue
now
Fire.
Now it's time for Rescue Fire. This was the next year. Okay, I get the gimmick. I do. And, okay, it is
right.
Working.
Right, the whole firefighter thing, yeah.
All right.
But now all of a sudden they have swords, so we have firefighters with swords.
Yes.
Whereas before they had, like, a water pistol and Roger, a fucking Roger. Axe. And a...
Roger, Roger.
So, I'm going to take a wild guess here. And I'm going to say that doing the Sentai game did not pay off for Toho.
Right.
Who decided, fuck this. Because I'm only seeing 2. I mean, I guess there could be more, but by the designs and how... This is weird, because I know that Sentai is cheap.
Right.
But these... look cheap, and that almost bothers me.
For me, the only plus side I could see to this, more colors.
Toho, as did other 3 series. Huh.
Well, as long as Sentai has been around, for Toho to only do about 4 or 5 of these, yeah, they figured out pretty quick this wasn't for them then.
Right. But at the same time, like we said before, we're supposed to be over-glorified, you know, toy commercials. And,
uh-huh.
You know, to be fair, I believe Toho has way better properties that they can merch, so.
I mean, these probably wouldn't be that bad as toy figures, I mean.
Right.
See, here's the thing. They don't look awful. They really don't.
Yeah.
But there's something about them that makes, I don't know. I feel like they're cheap, and I don't know if it's just because they blatantly feel like knockoffs. Because, I mean, other shit has been knockoffs, and we haven't cared.
Okay, so there was a season 3 planned, but that got canned.
I'm not into the Cars thing to begin with. I like this blue dude back here. On the right.
Right.
They'll have numbers again.
Right. But, I mean, 1, 2, and 3 stick heavily to the firefighter thing. It's fucking 4 and 5 that look like, since they're the add-ons, they turn them into something goofy and different.
Yeah, they look... Yeah, 4 and 5 almost look like they could have been fucking Kamen Riders. Like, they just don't belong here.
Right.
Where, you're right, 1, 2, and 3 look like a team. I wonder if that's what's hitting me, is if they just look... like they don't go together, but they do. I mean, we've seen people that don't. Yeah,
we've seen fucking ridiculous Rhino Hand Morpher and fucking other stupid shit like 2.
That. 2.5. They're all right. They're all right.
I'm at a 2.
3.
Fair enough. Okay, then we divide that by 3. There are 2.5 altogether.
Okay. That was fun for them.
Kamen Rider Zio.
What's
no,
this?
I think we did that already.
Yeah,
we did
I think
the
we
Zio.
Did that already.
Yeah, we did the Zio.
Holy Christ. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we did. Okay.
We did the crossover, this live action
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, the crossover, the live action.
Well, I don't
Bat
know if
Girl.
We should do those without going into an actual thing. We did the Then and Now. We did Lost Galaxy, right?
Yeah, because yeah, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing normally. Yeah,
what so. Have you updated, sir?
I don't remember.
Let's figure out, shall we? Flesh!
Ah!
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was going to do other stuff, the dialects.
Oh, I should not do that episode with you.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
not fair.
And I had Undertaker stuff or... If we ever got around to that for this wrestling show to restart.
That's true, to talk about his looks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, look, this is not normal for me, but I would do this with you. I watched it back then. I know The Undertaker. I can rate his costumes. It's a major departure from our normal setup, but I would look at these with you. You want to do these?
Sure.
Fuck it, why not?
I'll do these with you.
Jobber Wrestling Corner takes over.
I'll be fair. Okay, black, then gray. Okay, so this is his look from 1990 to 1991?
Yep.
All right, let's go into this. Let's fucking see
with
this.
Brother Love when he first debuted.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Look at that fucking guy back there.
Right. Fucking 90s wrestling at its finest.
Fucking sleazy-looking motherfucker.
Well, again, this is also the era where you have fucking Erwin R. Scheister.
I know.
And the gobbledygooker debut right. at the same time. Stupid turkey gimmick.
There's a fucking Doink the Clown. I mean, there's fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
The era of dumb gimmicks.
They could be right. You want to do that? You want to take a break?
Yeah, we can take a break and then come back for Undertaker?
Yeah, let's take a break and let's come back and look at...
The Undertaker.
Look at this fucking guy.
Rest.
All right, fair enough.
All
right, yeah, let's do that.
Peace.
We shall be back. Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.